Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，平安，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Have you ever pledged for someone else?
你曾经对某人承诺什么吗？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18 in the Bible.
今天跟你分享的经文在箴言第十七章十八节。
A man lacking in judgment strikes hand in pledge and puts up security for his neighbor. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18.
箴言十七章十八节，在邻舍面前击掌作保，乃是无知的人。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这段经文的意思。
A man lacking in judgment. Lacking. L-A-C-K-I-N-G. Lacking.
A man, 一个人 lacking 就是缺乏什么什么。L-A-C-K-I-N-G. Lacking. 缺乏什么呢?
In judgment. Judgment.J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T, judgment.
A man lacking, 一个人缺乏什么呢? In judgment, 就是判断的能力, judgment, J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T, 就是判断或判断力。一个人是缺乏判断力的。如果怎么样呢?
Strikes hands in pledge. Strikes. S-T-R-I-K-E-S. Strikes. Hands. H-A-N-D-S. Hands. In. Pledge. P-L-E-D-G-E. Pledge.
一个人缺乏判断力 A man lacking in judgment 如果他做什么事情就表示他缺乏判断力呢就是 strikes hands in pledge strikes hands 就是跟别人击掌击掌就是跟别人把手掌贴在一起这个在古代就是一种做保证的意思strikes hands S-T-R-I-K-E-S 空格 hands 就是手 H-A-N-D-S strikes hands 就击掌然后再加上 in pledge 就是做保证做保 I-N 空格 P-L-E-D-G-E in pledge 就是做保证所以这一段中文圣经翻译成在邻舍面前击掌作保这样的人是怎么样的人呢
And puts up P-U-T-S puts up U-P up
puts up 就是提供什么什么叫 puts up P-U-T-S 空格 U-P puts up 提供什么呢
Security for his neighbor. Security. S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y. Security. Neighbor. N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Neighbor.
Puts up. 提供什么呢? Security 就是抵押品。本来是安全的意思在这里是抵押品。S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y.R-I-T-Y, security. 提供抵押品给谁呢? For his neighbor. 为了他或是给他的邻居邻舍提供抵押品。Neighbor 就是邻居 N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor. 所以直接的翻译下半段就是 为邻居提供自己的抵押品，这样子也是缺乏判断力的人。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来练习这段经文的英文。
A man lacking in judgment. Strikes hands in pledge. And puts up security for his neighbor. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18.
箴言十七章十八节，在邻舍面前击掌作保，乃是无知的人。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享时间。
What are the consequences of striking hands in pledge for others?
我们要思考的问题是，为别人作保的结果可能是什么呢？
To strike hands with someone is similar to shaking hands and having an agreement or commitment with someone.
在这里所说的击掌作保的意思，很像是我们跟别人握手，而且签下一个合约或者是承诺。
You promise to pay their loan if they cannot pay it.
你承诺要付他们的贷款，如果他们付不出来的话。
The Bible reminds us it is not wise to make these promises or agreements with strangers.As it can lead to harm and negative consequences.
圣经提醒我们，这样子的承诺跟合约是没有智慧的，特别是跟陌生人做这样的合约是没有智慧的，而且有可能造成伤害性的跟负面的结果。
It could lead you to financial ruin or a loss of a good reputation.
可能会导致你财务上的损失，而且呢，影响你的名誉。
The wisest action would be to say no.
最有智慧的做法就是向对方说不。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后，我们再来听一次这一段的经文。
A man lacking in judgment strikes hands in pledge.And puts up security for his neighbor. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18.
箴言十七章十八节，在邻舍面前击掌作保，乃是无知的人。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊。